Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions, where every weekday together, you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of...
Coffee!
Hold on, this is my coffee.
Let me have it.
Well, I'll give you some. We get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord, and we grow in our love for the Lord together in this year, 2024, Lord willing, make it through the books of Numbers, Deuteronomy, and
Judges.
Hebrews. Let's have some coffee, we'll pray and get into God's Word. Just a sip.
Can I drink all of it?
Just a sip. No, you can't drink all my coffee. Just a sip. That's good. Okay. Let's pray.
Dark coffee.
It is black coffee.
That's too good.
Well, I like it. Well, Lord, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. Father, pray that as we read your word now, that you would teach us. Please bless us as we read your word. Help us to understand it. Please apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so Numbers chapter 16, buddy. Can you open your Bible to the book of Numbers?
Okay. Numbers, Exodus.
Genesis, Exodus, Numbers. Leviticus, Numbers, chapter 16. Can we get there? Almost. Number 7, almost. 10, keep going. 13, 17, one page too far. There we go. Right there. We're going to set right here. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and you can read verse 41 down here.
On the next day, all
the
congregation of the children of Israel came upon.
Complained
against Moses and
Aaron,
saying, "You have killed the people of the Lord. Now it happened, and when the
it's the same big word,
congregation.
When this congregation." Congregation had
the affluent
gathered
Aaron
against
Moses
and Aaron
that they
turned toward the
Lord,
toward the tabernacle
of meetings,
and suddenly
the
cloud covered
it, and the glory of the Lord
appeared. Then Moses and Aaron
came before the tabernacle of meeting.
All right, then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting. Good job. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces. So Moses said to Aaron, "Take a censer and put fire in it from the altar. Put incense on it and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun." Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the assembly. And already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. So the plague was stopped. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died in the Korah incident. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, for the plague had stopped. All right, so we need to ask ourselves three questions, right? A, what is this?
About.
B, what's
the
best
verse to summarize.
Good. And C, what are we
called to do.
Great. So what is this about, right? Well, just before this is when Korah, he was a Levite, and he told Aaron and Moses, "You're not supposed to be leading us."
Mm-hmm.
Right? God's made us a kingdom of priests, a royal nation. So we want to have leadership. You're being Yeah.
You're being stupid. Come on.
Yeah. And so the Lord. The Lord opened up the ground. And Korah and all his family and those people with him who supported him, guess what?
Fell down.
The earth enclosed them. And then.
They died?
There were a bunch. Yeah, they died. Then there was a bunch of other people who had censers because they wanted to be priests too, even though God had told them that they weren't supposed to be. And so the fire of the Lord went out and killed them too.
Most of them.
No, all of them.
But didn't some?
Well, we're talking about all the people who had the censers.
Yeah.
Right? Killed all of them. And so now that's where we, on the next day, the children of Israel come and what do they say?
They say, come on. It's stupid.
They think that Moses killed all these people. I think this is grief in their heart, right? Because they're sad because some of these were their friends or their family, right? So they're sad, but what do they do with their grief? What do they immediately do? Who do they blame?
Moses,
you killed them, right? And as soon as they do that, what happens?
They go into the tabernacle.
Well, before they go into the tabernacle, what happens?
They get mad,
but what happens? Did you catch it?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Here's the part, right? It's verse 42. And it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned towards the tabernacle of meeting. And suddenly what happened?
The cloud.
The cloud covered it. And Moses and Aaron fall on their faces and start crying out to God. And the glory of the Lord appears. And Moses, did he say, go get them, Lord. Kill all of them. They're evil.
Well, he's like, go get the symbols.
That's right. Wouldn't you think Moses would want to, like, forget it, Lord. Just go ahead and kill all of them.
He wants to show mercy.
Yeah, Moses is acting as a mediator. Showing mercy, right? Are there still people who died because of this plague?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was the number? Right? There was a lot.
It was like 1,000 something.
Yeah, it was a lot of them. 14,700 people die.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people. That's like almost the entire town of Burlington.
But that's still some.
Well, there's still a lot left, right? So the Lord executes judgment because these are disbelieving people, right? They don't believe that the Lord's the one that did this. Even though the ground opened up and swallowed them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the fire from the incense consumed them, right? They act like that's Moses' doing.
Moses, you're wrong. You're bad.
But what does it show they don't believe?
Don't believe that Moses wants it to stop.
Well, more than that, they don't believe that the Lord himself was the one doing it. And so this is a process of the Lord who's purging the congregation from the people who don't believe. Yeah, it's the Lord's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're mad at Moses, but who's doing this? It's God who's doing it, right? Well, if you had to just tell me, right, Mommy comes home in a little bit and she says, well, Dan, what did you learn in the Bible? What would you tell her? One short sentence or phrase.
I would say I learned that mostly he's a whole Burlington town got killed.
Okay. Why?
Because God killed him.
Hmm. Can you think of anybody else in the Bible who, even though people deserve wrath, steps in and keeps God from executing that judgment?
Jesus.
Jesus did that? Did I deserve wrath? Sometimes do I act like I don't believe God? Sometimes do I get too angry and kind of bark like, Precious, be quiet! Right? But is there any hope for someone like me? Have you ever sinned? Is there any hope for you? What's the hope for you?
Jesus Christ died on the cross.
That's right. Jesus died on the cross, right?
Oh,
Aaron.
My spot is white.
This is it. So Aaron went. Oh. It's okay. Aaron went and made atonement for them, right, to stop the wrath of God. But we know that Jesus is the one who really took the wrath of God on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good news, huh? What do you think is the good news?
That
Jesus died on the cross? Yeah, I think it's pretty good news. I hope that you'll hold on to that your whole life.
I got it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, hey, are you ready to pray now? God, we confess to you that we are sinful people. Lord, sometimes we want things in places that aren't ours. We can be covetous of what other people have. We can be sinful in our words and in our actions and with our thoughts. God, please forgive us. Remember the atonement that you have made in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for the hope we have in his redemption. Please, Lord, bury these words and this truth in our hearts, that we would have hope all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you as you look to Jesus Christ. May you have his light shine in your heart as he calls you to walk in the lightness, in the light, as he is in the light. See you next time. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
's for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.